Israel has deployed a number of Iron Dome missiles batteries along the Lebanese border. The move comes in the wake of Israel's recent aerial attack on Hezbollah fighters in Syria's Golan Heights. Earlier, Hezbollah officials vowed to avenge the deadly attack. As a correspondent Mohammed Hamayel reports, the Israeli military mobilization is a clear sign of Tel Aviv's fear of Hezbollah's possible retaliation.
Israeli military forces have mobilized anti-rocket batteries from their Iron Dome anti-missile system along the borders with Lebanon. The move follows the Israeli strike on the Syrian Golan Heights that killed six members of Hezbollah resistance movement, among whom Jihad Mughniyeh, son of the late Hezbollah leader, Ahmad Mughniyeh, who was killed by Israel in 2008.
Israel has definitely given a nod to a possible retaliatory attack from Hezbollah. Tel Aviv realizes that Hezbollah and Iran will not spare the attack unanswered. Israel has now raised alarm level and prepared its shelters. It is also preparing its public opinion as there could be more escalations.
Israel's latest offensive against Hezbollah in parts of Lebanon and Syria's Golan Heights dates back to July 2006. But in comparison with that confrontation, Israel is taking military preparations very seriously this time.
Israel is currently acting according to its experience with Hezbollah in the past. However, I believe that Hezbollah is expected to come up with unfamiliar new tactics in retaliation, something that happened in previous encounters. Therefore, Israel is in a compromising situation and now worried about Hezbollah's silence, as if it were a lull before the storm.
Batteries were not the only Israeli armaments moved near the Lebanese borders. Tanks and armored personnel carriers were also seen transported to the area to be ready for more military maneuvers should the situation call for it. Whether this conflict heats up or not, this mobilization of Israeli military forces has sent a clear message to everyone in the region as Lebanese defense forces stand ready. Mohammed Hamayel for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.